In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Of course, during this Paschal period, we're in the Acts of the Apostles as well as the Gospel of John. And I want to talk about the reading from the Acts because we just had our readers meeting today, and it was actually expounded upon. So I'll just go off some of the things that were said. I actually want to talk to you about all the resurrectional Gospels, but just to be perfectly frank, I didn't look as carefully as I wanted to the one from St. Luke today, so I wanted to do that one later. So this is the period of time in the Acts when things are really growing, they're traveling, and all kinds of things are happening. And so this is about Peter and two healings that occur. And there are little details, but let's just gloss over some of the more important things. The two healings are very different in nature. Now, Peter was coming to this place for the first time. And so he saw a man named Aeneas who had been crippled with a palsy for 8 years. And he came up to him and he said, "Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, arise and make thy bed." And the fathers, St. John Chrysostom in particular, comments that he didn't ask for faith first. In many of our Lord's miracles, perhaps in most of them, I haven't kept track, but probably most of them, he asked for faith first. But in some of them, he does not. And he doesn't why would people have faith in him if they didn't know who he was? And why would people have faith in Peter if they didn't know who he was? So he didn't ask for faith from a person who was not a disciple. He just healed him. St. John actually has a nice little quote about this. "As therefore Christ in the beginning of his miracles did not demand faith, so neither did these. For in Jerusalem indeed, as was but reasonable, the faith of the parties was first shown. They brought out their sick into the streets as Peter passed by, that his shadow might at least fall on some of them. For many miracles had been wrought there. But here this is the first that occurs. First of the miracles, some were wrought for the purpose of drawing others to faith, and some for the comfort of them that believed." So this one was to draw others to the faith. Now, the one for Tabitha, or Dorcas, the name means gazelle. I think that's a very beautiful, beautiful name. Is one that is very similar, at least to me, when I read it, I think of Eliseus healing the Shulamite woman's son. He had promised that she would have a son 10 years later. He has an aneurysm or a stroke in the field and he dies. So she goes and saddles the ass and goes all the way to go get the holy man of God, not at the time that he normally would do it, and brings him back. And he goes into the upper room and prays with great intensity. And the woman, her faith is rewarded by the boy rising from the dead. And so Peter comes, and he's brought there by disciples who know the power of God. And so he's brought up into the upper room, into the upper chamber. The women had showed him the coats and other things that Dorcas had made and were weeping. He put them all out, and he prayed on his knees, and she was raised from the dead. Now, this also reminds me of another Tabitha. The Lord told them to get out, right, when he healed another person and raised from the dead. And that was because of their mocking and their unbelief. In this case, you know, Peter's not Jesus Christ. I think maybe he needs just a little opportunity for fervency in his prayer, you know. Maybe Peter didn't like loud noises and commotion, just like most of us don't like them. But the two healings are different. One is to engender faith in those that saw the healings, and one was because of the faith of the disciples, bringing Peter for Dorcas to be Tabitha to be healed. And if you read this and the other Acts of the Apostles in context, you can see the great works of God, how things changed and spread. And really, the Acts of the Apostles is incredibly thrilling. And we should be reading it during this period of time. So those are the most important things to see from this reading, I think. That one, healing was for in order to engender faith, and faith was not asked for. And the other, healing was because of faith. Now for us, our healing should be because of our faith. But perhaps the Lord will heal us sometimes because of our lack of faith, to show us his hand working in our lives. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages.